Our scripture today comes from the Gospel according to Luke in the 6th chapter, reading verses 30 through 34 and then 53 through 56. Huh? Mark. Did I say Luke? Well, thank you to my honorary wives that keep me in. Anyhow, I'm talking Janice. Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 34 and 53 through 56. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest for a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplace and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. May God add his richest blessing to this, his holy word. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do come here from this hustle and bustle world, and Father, we just ask that we might clear a place, Lord, where we can listen to your word, we can listen to your message, and that we can understand and leave here a little bit more well suited to being your servants. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I was born in 1966, so y'all can do the math. But basically, a lot of my childhood was spent in the 70s and into the 80s. Now, at that time, the world was a little bit different. You didn't have mom and dad both out working. You had dad out working, and mom stayed home to take care of her most wonderful older child and her mischievous younger son. Yeah. So Mom was around the house, and even during the school year, Mom would be there. And on school days, we'd get up at 10 minutes to 7, rush downstairs. Mom sometimes would have breakfast there. Sometimes we grabbed a bowl of cereal, and we sat down in front of the TV at 7 o'clock and watched a show. Either it was a show called Star Blazers or a show called Battle of the Planets. So we had to watch that, and then at 7:30 we quickly cleaned up, went out, got on the bus, went off to school. And then when we went off to school, we had the brown paper bag or the metal lunchbox. Who had a metal lunchbox? I did. How many of you had the canteen inside of it? Yeah. So Mom would pack that. We'd get change out of the change jar to get milk. And we'd go off, we'd do our thing, we'd come home, and there was Mom And every night, pretty much, mom cooked. Now, my mom makes pot roast like you would not believe. The pot roast with the potatoes and the carrots that's in there, and the potatoes and the carrots suck up all that good beefy goodness. And it was heaven on earth. It was good food. Every once in a while we would go out, but it wasn't very often. Now, nowadays, things are a little bit different. The world has gotten a little bit busier. We are running around, going to and fro. Now it's get up every morning at, depending on when, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, get up, take a shower, get dressed, get your backpack or briefcase packed up. Maybe grab some toast or a Pop Tart or something, and you're in the car and you're off and you're going about your business during the day. You get into meetings, you get called into emergency meetings, and then you have lunchtime. One of the wisest things that one of my supervisors ever told me was don't skip lunch. And pretty much I never did. But all the rest of the time it was busy, got to get this done, got to get that done. And then it was come home, and Holly is a good cook. She doesn't do pot roast the way my mom does, but that's okay. And we would have a meal. But more often than not, I'd call her before I left work, and she said, "You know what? I'm just so tired. Let's get McDonald's." Huh? Oh, yeah. Or, I forgot to put the meat down. It's still frozen. We need to do something else. And even some people during the day, salesmen or whatever, repairmen are out. They're running around and they stop at a fast food place and, choke down lunch, which Holly and I are quite familiar with because we worked with my father-in-law on his stove business, and every Saturday you were out there and, I'm halfway through my meal and Pops has sucked his all down. But, we have busy days that can be a distraction or whatever. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus has gathered the apostles around him. Now, this is soon after he has sent them out two by two into the world to minister. And they are coming back. And they're both tired and excited, kind of like we were when we came back from vacation. But they want to tell Jesus all that they did and all that they taught. But the thing is, where they were at, that there were people hustling and bustling around them. So Jesus said, "You know what? Let's go somewhere. Let's go to a deserted place where there aren't people around because y'all need a rest." So they get in the boat. And they go off. Jesus says, "I know the place." And they go off. But the thing is that people see them leave. They figure out where he's going to land and they run. They run and they say, hey, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. So when they get there, instead of being able to rest, they are inundated with people. Now, people have heard that Jesus cures the sick. Jesus has heard that he miraculously has fed thousands of people. So they bring their sick and people that they want healed, but they also bring themselves, because who doesn't like a free lunch? But the point is, Jesus and the disciples never get to that deserted place. They never get to rest. Even after they left there and they went off, there was no rest, because people were constantly running out to their neighbors and saying, Jesus is here, Jesus is here. But Jesus had compassion. You know, in our busy lives today, we've always got things that we need to do. We've got work stuff that we need to do. I have systems that I need to look at and do analysis on. David has cases to try. Jeff used to take care of electrical outages. He was running around. We have things that we need to do at home. We have household maintenance that needs to get done. We have bills to be paid. We have rooms to sweep, toilets to clean. We're busy people. Now, I mentioned before, when I was growing up, Mom always made supper. And I don't think anybody's going to argue with me, but a home-cooked meal beats a McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese and fries. And sitting at the family dinner table and having your father say, how was your day, son? How was school? And you're talking about your day and listening to your brother talk about his day and talking about family and friends. It was a nice, calm environment. When you go to McDonald's or somewhere like that, you can't help but rush. Got to get this done. I got other stuff. I need to get back to work. I need to get home because I have stuff to do. And a lot of times during the day, there are people that don't have time for lunch. They're so busy. There's been a couple of times over my years where I'm getting ready to go to lunch and my boss comes in and says, hey, Tim, we've got a problem with this customer and it's got to get fixed or else they're not running bills this evening. Okay. I guess I'm going to take and choke down my lunch and get a look at it. It is very important that we take time to eat. And one of the things that we are hungry for is peace. We are hungry for just a couple of minutes of peace and of calm. And a lot of times we take and we ignore it because we don't think that we have the time. Now, Jesus, he recognized that he had 12 tired disciples. And he said, let's go find some place just to sit down and relax. Yes, it is important to be about the work of Jesus. Yes, it is important to be aware of what Jesus asks us to do on a daily basis. But it is also important to rest, to pray, to read your Bible, to sit there, and if you can, think about nothing. Because it is in the silence that God does speak the loudest. So, I encourage you, in your busy schedules, put in some quiet time. Put in some quiet time to have a sincere chat with God. Moan and groan about the things that are going on in life, that's okay. God created the universe. He can handle whatever you have to say. And remember to listen, because God does answer. So trade those fast food, restful moments for the pot roast, carrot, and potato moments, because they are so, so much sweeter and taste so, so much better. Amen.